gorgeous listeners, just a little preamble for you. Maria and I were both ill this week, and you can tell by the quality of our voices. We've tried hard to mask it, but, you know, we're not magicians, so we hope it's charming and not disgusting. All right, on with the show. You ready? Because I'm ready. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 6, Episode 2 of Sticky Pickles, Down to Earth and Good Night, Sweet Prince. Carol, I know you've got a good one this week. You've had good ones every week.
May I stay to the point, because I know you've got a hard stop, so we're going to...
That's the phrase I hate, but I had to employ, yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We have Gus and Sabrina, okay? Been dating a few weeks. They like each other, you know? They share a few interests. Like, Gus likes crosswords, and Sabrina's a cryptic crossword champion in her city.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great find. Last two dates would find them with their heads bent over the New York Times crossword, you know, on a Sunday with milky coffees, chocolate croissants, right? Sundays definitely is their favorite day of the week.
I don't blame them. That sounds really lovely.
Yeah, right? And he loves stealing looks at her because he's still a little shy, right? To look at her directly and intensely and all this. But, you know, he likes stealing a look at her because she's like this long, straight, you know, dirty blonde hair. It's parted in the middle, no makeup at all. And she wears like these cool caftan tops and beads and Birkenstocks. A bit like a love child who missed her decade, right?
Okay.
And he loves that. He thinks she's great, right? And they both take pride in being down to earth. Right? They hate pretense and largesse, and that's something they talk about when they've been on their previous dates.
I'll allow it. Yeah, okay. I'll allow it. Continue. Yes.
So Gus has invited Sabrina over for dinner. He's planning to cook, but he wants to underline the whole point of being down to earth. So it's a difficult one, right? Because he wants to impress her, but look like he's not impressing her, right? Because he's down to earth.
Okay.
He's got a few things already lined up because like his townhouse is already decorated a bit like a cabin. He went down that industrial look phase for a while, right? So a lot of stuff is recycled, upcycled, lots of wood, mismatched plates, lampshades with strings on them, like a fringe on them.
Oh, Edison bulbs, a lot of metal fixtures with the exposed pipes and, oh, I know it well.
Mm-hmm.
I know it well. Yes, yes, yes.
And like normally a first home cooked meal dinner date thing, people would, you know, go fancy, right? There'd be like candles and tablecloths, cutlery, flowers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he wants to impress, but, you know, so what he decided to do is make some brown soda bread and some clam chowder.
Oh, well, now you're talking my language. Are they in Boston?
Clam chowder.
They're very down to earth, and they're having clam chowder on for like an early date.
They could be your neighbors. They could be your neighbors.
Are you thinking that's how Eric and I had our first date? Because
I hope not.
No. I was gonna say because you'd be very wrong, actually.
But you know, he's not like putting out a big tablecloth. He's just got a spoon, right? And they hardly use the spoon because they're mopping up all the delicious soup with their delicious warm bread.
Yeah, as one does.
Yeah, exactly. And as during dinner, they're stealing looks at each other, giggling, remembering clues from last Sunday's crossword.
Nothing quite so sexy as clam chowder. Well known to be an aphrodisiac here in the Boston area.
Well, laugh, you might, but things are going well. Better than well. Things are going great. And they decide, right? They're just kind of waiting before dessert, kind of letting their food settle, deciding they're going to play some classic movie charades.
How old is this couple? Have we established
that? Yeah, like their late 20s.
Really? They're having clam chowder with brown bread and they're playing movie charades for...
Don't judge.
Oh, I'm judging. I am judging hard.
Can you just hold your judgment for 2 minutes? Because then okay, I'm going to really, okay. We're going to need it.
I'm going to sip my coffee as you regale me here. They're old souls. No. Listen, I'm not going to yuck their yum, but man. All right.
Sounds okay. Like you are.
I am. Actually, I am. I totally am. I'm being very judgy and I'm absolutely yucking their yum. Okay. Yes. You got me, girl. Me judgment. Never.
And while she's composing her list of films on her phone, right, he nips upstairs to Lou.
She has a smartphone, not a flip phone.
Yes.
Okay. Not one of those, like, I've fallen, I can't get up phones. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. She has an actual smartphone. Does she know how to use it or does she have to call her granddaughter to help her unlock it? Okay. Sorry. All right. I'll stop. I promise I'll stop. I'm still kind of stuck on clam chowder as being like a date food.
I'm just saying, like, you're the one with the hard stop here. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just like the creamy clamminess of it all. You know.
This might come up later. Look, very important point.
Will it come up later? Oh no. Oh no, girl, are we doing that? Oh no.
I was so sick this week. I don't want to go into
know.
It.
I was so sick. No. That's what I was like. Are we taking inspiration from real life?
Maybe. You never know, right? Oh, how does inspiration work?
Oh.
Anywho, Gus nips upstairs to the loo, right, while she's writing her list, shouting down from the open landing that the exorcist is definitely not allowed because he'll never get that image out of his head. Ha ha ha. She laughs throatily.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's on his way back down when he hears, like, a bang, right? And he looks down from the landing to see her lifting her palm, and beneath it is a squooshed spider.
Oh.
And he's, like, a little shocked, right? It's, I don't know, it's not what you'd expect from, like, a hippie. Squooshing spiders and the kaftans. Kaftans don't go.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I won't lie. Yeah.
But it's what she does next that kind of throws him even more, because she starts kind of, like, scraping at it with her fingernail. Like... And he's kind of like, ew.
And okay, she didn't like lick her palm though, right?
No.
Okay.
He can't take his eyes off her. He's just watching her and she's kind of like scraping it into like a little ball, right? A little ball of corpse, spider corpse. And then she's examining it on the end of her nail and looking at it and she pops it in her mouth.
All right, I'm going to log off now. No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. No.
Don't judge their yum.
Oh, no, that, come on.
So what do you do now? You're Gus.
Am I on a reality TV show? Are there hidden cameras somewhere?
Oh.
Are there hidden cameras? Is this some sort of elaborate relationship test? She's like, actually, that was made of licorice, and I wanted to see if you would love me at my worst so you could also love me at my best. I don't know. I mean, maybe she's like, listen, this is medicine, and, you know, if you eat a black widow spider, you are thereby immune from their bites.
Ta-da! Right.
Jazz hands. I don't know.
Do you go down and go, did you just eat a spider?
Listen, statistically, according to bullshit statistics that everyone quotes all the time, we eat like 10 spiders a year in our sleep, right? So what's one more?
Not on purpose, though.
Yeah, but like, why not, right?
These are good points. She could probably make these points. Gus is sitting there going, I really want to play charades, but I really don't want to kiss her. With her spider mouth.
Spider mouth. Taste whatever a spider mouth tastes. Oh my God. Come on, here comes spider mouth.
He could come down and go, hey, have you seen Bruno, my pet spider? He only shows up when I start eating.
No way. No. No, I mean, I'm just like, is she super hippy-dippy? Like, does she have crystals everywhere? Like, is she going, I wish to imbibe the primal powers of Arachne as she tries to defeat Athena, and I wish to invite the goddess within? I don't know. I'm really
Is there any answer that would make you see past this, do you think? Because it's not dangerous. Like you're right, right? It's not going to kill her.
I mean,
it's just culturally freaking weird.
Okay. I mean, what if it is actually a deadly spider, like a venomous spider? Like, that actually could kill her, right?
So should he run down and go, I'm calling 911?
I feel like we have to have a listener who knows enough about spider venom to be like, it's only going to kill you if it bites you, but you can actually technically ingest it and it's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like
we're too lazy to Google.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's a listener who can tell us, because now I'm like, now I want to know, but not because I want to eat spiders.
Just in case.
In case I happen to eat a venomous spider.
In case you're bored on a dinner date.
I mean, okay, I've eaten crickets before, but that was at a restaurant where they were being served.
Oh, culturally appropriate.
Yes. And they were crunchy and a little spicy, which was interesting. I don't know if there are cultures that eat spiders, but I feel like even if they did, that's not how they eat them. I doubt they just go, nom, 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 nom. I mean,
if you didn't like spiders in your house, she could be an excellent girlfriend.
Are you going to do tonsil hockey with someone who just ate a spider?
She's
on
like
purpose?
A cat.
Is the question here. Because you're thinking like there could be still like spider bits in her mouth. In her teeth and
spider legs
at the spider top of her eyes. Mouth. Are you gonna?
All eight of them looking at you. No.
Oh man, all our arachnophobe listeners are like, I hate you so bad.
But you love us really because it was funny.
I'm like, that would be such a deal breaker. But I'm very, especially early on in a relationship, like I'm on a high alert for deal breakers because I'm just like, if I see one, it's just get out of there because it's not going to get better.
I know how we test this. You have to date one of these two men. One of them eats spiders secretly. The other has toenails that are 2 inches long.
Wait a second. Can I just stay celibate? Is that okay? I have to date one. I have to choose. Do I? No, I don't.
No, you don't. Basically, we both agree. I don't think I would want to do it either. It would freak me out. And it says, I think it says, definitely I'm shallow. This is how you decide whether you're shallow or not, if this would bug you. Or you're a vegetarian, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, what is your spider removal method?
Mine?
Yeah.
At home? Oh, like I have little bowls and paper and I'm like, come on, little spider, come on outside.
Yes. You and I are the same. I do not kill a spider ever. I am very like get a cup or a bowl and do the paper thing and I just yeet it out the door. I'm just like
I think if you kill a spider on purpose, you go to spider hell and you're for eternity, you know, in a spider web. A big spider monster looking at you going, You killed my people. Should we move on?
Yes, our listeners are like, please don't talk about spiders anymore.
Maria, what is your sticky pickle? Good night, sweet prince.
All right, so we have sisters, Diane and Dora.
Diane and Dora, yeah.
Diane and Dora. And Dora is the older sister, very go-getter, you know, in the older siblings sort of stereotypical way. And I'm a younger sibling, so I can say this. And Diane is the younger sibling. Mm-hmm. And Diane is kind of a little bit of a mess. Not like me at all. And I wonder if my brother's listening to this and just kind of can't get her shit together. Like jobs don't tend to last. College was kind of a miss. If you were to ask her growing up what her ambition in life was, it would kind of be like a stay out of jail, like the bare minimum.
All right. So she set her expectations low. So she should be walking on cloud 9 right now because, you know, she's not in jail.
She's not in jail. And yeah, Dora, meanwhile, is like, I'm going to have a really challenging career and I'm going to run, you know, several marathons a year, keep myself in prime physical condition. And, you know, Diane is like,
have fun, Dora.
Yeah, have fun with that. Tell me how it goes. I am going to eat chips and sit on my ass on the couch and watch a lot of trash reality TV.
Yeah.
In other words, Diane is totally my kind of people. But anyway, Dora and Diane They love each other. They're actually really, despite being very different, they're really close siblings. And they actually share an apartment together because they're both in their 30s. And, you know, life is expensive in the high cost of living city that they're in. And they get along well enough and they respect each other's boundaries well enough that, like, there's no drama there. They honestly, like, cohabitating really works for them.
Cool.
They split their expenses. It's actually a really great arrangement.
Yeah, especially with a sibling. If that works, good for you. Lucky, lucky.
Yeah, it often doesn't work, but when it does, it's fantastic. So life is going on. Dora is, you know, exceeding in her career. She's doing really well. She's running those marathons. She's got a great social life.
Being a go-getter.
Go-getter, and she's getting and going.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Diane is sitting and...
eating.
Sitting. Sitting and eating. And she's definitely down in the dumps, in the doldrums.
Right.
And she needs, like... Dora knows herself well enough to be like, Diane's probably like me in this. She needs a mission. She needs something that will, like, get her out of the house to do something.
Okay, so Dora's definitely noticed that Diane's in a funk and is got a
she's
plan.
She's got a plan. She's got a plan. Like any ambitious woman, she's got a plan. And Diane's like, listen, Dora, you know, we own this condo together that we live in, and we can do whatever we want here. Here's my suggestion. Why don't you go down to, like, a dog shelter or a cat shelter and, like, try volunteer? Like, I know you like animals. Like, why don't you try volunteering to take care of them and see, like, maybe one of them you want to take home? And, like, I would be okay if you take care of an animal here. Like, you have a pet that might help, like, give you something to do, something to take care of.
Right. Okay.
Diane's never had a pet before. Their parents did not let them have pets growing up. So Diane's like, all right, I mean, this would be quite a challenge, but, like, I've always wanted a pet. Mom and Dad wouldn't let us have any, so, all right, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, good shout, Dora. I'll check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Diane's receptive, so she didn't take it badly. It's like, you know, that could have gone sideways, but it went well. Diane starts volunteering at dog shelters and cat shelters, and, like, none of the wonderful creatures there are sort of tickling her fancy, but she's learning.
Yeah, she hasn't found the one yet. She hasn't found the one. Yeah.
The one. But she's learning about caretaking of animals. So, like, she's getting a good education. One day, Diane is scrolling on the Facebooks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And on the Facebooks, there's often, like, local neighborhood chats, and people are like, oh, someone's got a lost dog. I saw it running around the neighborhood. And Diane sees a post being like, there's this lost dog in our neighborhood. It looks really mangy and it needs help. And if somebody could get it and take care of it, I think it really, really needs some human intervention.
Is this what Diane posts or Diane sees?
Diane sees it. Because, like, the neighborhood association, whatever, her neighbors are just like, we've seen this mangy dog. It looks like it's in serious trouble. It looks really skinny and its fur is, like, matted. It really needs help.
Needs love. Yeah.
And Diane's like, I'm going to be that person. I've learned enough. This dog is for me. So she goes out. She does all the stuff that the shelter has taught her to do about how to find a stray dog and bring it in. And she basically, like, puts food out and, like, a comfy bed. And she actually sets eyes on this dog that she saw on Facebook posts. And, man, is this dog in bad shape.
Okay.
And it does look really funny.
Like, we're not talking five legs or something.
No. It's got all its legs. It's just like the way it behaves is off. And she's like, this dog must have been like somebody must have abandoned it as a puppy. It just has no idea how to act around people. I'm going to be the person to socialize this dog and give it all the love it needs. And, you know, it comes close to her. It's skittish as all hell, but, like, it accepts the food and she manages to sort of coax it into the condo. And she's, like, leading it around and, like, taking it into the bathroom to give it a bath. And, like, this dog is really skittish, but she manages it. She's like, I've learned how to get a dog's trust.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, this dog just needs my love. And he's going to be my everything. She's, like, totally falling in love with this dog. She's like, I'm going to name you Rex because, you know, you're a king, you know.
Because I'm like, I can't think of anything else.
Rex, you know, dog, you know, Fido, whatever. Rex, it's your first dog, okay?
Dog.
My
That's what all kids call their, like, their first toy. It's like they have a rabbit. So what's it called? Rabbit. It's like they have a turtle. What's your turtle called? Turtle.
Turtle.
Hi, turtle.
My first cat's name was Supsina that my mom named her, but that just means kitty in Greek.
You see? Exactly.
Yeah. It's a kitty cat. So she's like, she's giving Rex a bath in the bathtub in their condo. And then Dora comes home from work and she's like, she can tell that something's going on. There's an unusual noises coming from her house. And she's like, hey, Diane, what's going on? And Diane's like, Dora, come to the bathroom. Come see who I brought in from the cold. And Dora goes into the bathroom and sees Diane giving a coyote a bath.
Oh.
I found that a lot funnier than you did.
I'm sorry. I'm stumped. I'm like, I'm shocked that Diane doesn't know it's a coyote since she's worked at the vets. But holy.
You know what, though? This actually happens a lot more than you would think. This is not an unusual thing at all. I've seen this happen so many times. Some coyotes Jeez. Look really dog-like.
Like, is this dangerous?
It's not the safest thing.
Right. But, giving it a bath?
Yeah. Well, like, you know, it's a really sick coyote. And it's being very docile at the moment.
Do people keep them?
They shouldn't, and it's a very bad idea. But I have seen more than one story locally of people like bringing in a coyote from the cold, and everyone else is like, dude, that's a coyote. Put that thing back outside. Because some of them really do look like the more wolf-like dogs. And someone might think like somebody's, husky got loose. It's like, no.
Yeah.
That's a coyote. Put it back outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. So there's a coyote in the bath.
There's a coyote in the bath.
Okay.
Dora keeps it cool. And she's like, Diane, that's a coyote. And you need to put that back outside now. And Diane's like, she can't believe it. She can't believe she's made that kind of a mistake. But Dora's like, sis, seriously, that is a coyote. Yeah. You need to put that back outside before it hurts us and hurts you. And Diane's like, okay, but you know, I trust my older sister. She's usually right about stuff. So, all right. So she doesn't give any drama about that, if you can believe it, but she doesn't. She's like, all right, fine. I've taken good care of this coyote. I'm sending it back on its way. And it smells like delicious shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah. He'll love that out in the woods when he's hunting.
So the next couple of days, Dora notices that Diane's even more in a funk than usual.
Yeah, well, no surprise there.
Diane is going, oh, Rex, you know, it didn't work out with us, but I really wish I could have kept you. How fun would it have been to have like a coyote as my pet? Like, that would have been amazing.
Uh-oh.
And Dora's like, sis, you're crazy. You need to get an actual dog, like a dog.
Yeah, like a dog, like a man's best friend or people's best friend.
Yeah, like an actual domesticated animal. Yeah. And Diane goes, well, I think you're right. I think it's time that this is a sign that I need an actual dog. And my experience with Rex has shown me the kind of dog I gravitate towards has that like really wild animalistic quality, like the wildness. She doesn't want like a little Pomeranian or a little like lap dog. She wants like a wolfy dog, right? Something like really wild.
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So fast forward a week and Diane tells Dora, I finally found my dog. Like he showed up at the shelter. His name is Prince.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he's coming home with me tomorrow. And you're going to love him. And Dora notices that Diane is making like a lot of space for this dog. Like the dog bed that she puts down is like the size of their sofa. And the food bowl is like, the food bowl looks like a cattle trough, for lack of better terminology. And next day, Diane walks in down the street with what looks like a bear on a leash. A big, black, fuzzy bear. And it is indeed a dog. And it is called a Newfoundland dog.
I love Newfoundlanders.
They're very gentle. They're a bit drooly.
A bit. A bit. A bit drooly. I have had... the many times in my life, the pleasure of meeting many a Newfie. They are indeed the sweetest, gentlest dogs ever.
Aren't they?
But I have been encrusted in the drool.
Oh, so gross. It is. And you're worried about somebody who eats a spider. Jesus.
Yeah. And the other thing that you should know about Sweet Prince is that he's also a senior dog.
Little parps. Little parps.
So what do you mean by that, Curl?
he has little parps, doesn't he?
Parps?
Parps, yeah. Like little parps. I don't
know. What is that? Like
he toots.
He toots.
He toots a lot.
He toots. Toots ahoy. Yes.
With every step. Toot, toot, toot.
Yeah. Little. Oh, that's what you mean. Like, oh, I gotcha. Little toots? Yeah. Well, his toots are not so little. These are eye-watering, room-clearing farts. And he's He's only like 8 years old, but as we know with like older, bigger dogs, like a Great Dane or Newfoundland, unfortunately they don't live as long as other dogs. So he's like eight, but he's really old for a Newfie. And he farts a lot, he burps a lot. Everything gives him the runs, to put it politely. Diane loves Prince so much.
Does she look after him?
She does. But here is that pickle of Dora's, is that Diane is doing like the minimum. Like she's doing basically the technically cleaning up after this dog, but not enough to make the home a comfortable, non-stinky place to live. And Dora's like, I don't think I signed up for smelling constant dog farts, especially when, oh, I don't know, my sister keeps feeding him foods that a dog should definitely not eat, especially one that's got the runs and is elderly. Like sharing her ice cream smoothies with this dog. Like all sorts of foods you should never ever give a dog unless you want it to have like...
And Diane doesn't notice or care.
Because she loves Prince so much. And she's like, everything I have is
for Prince. I love you so much. I want you to have diarrhea all over
the
floor.
Like he really loves when he has my ice cream. He loves it. Oh, those are my sweet points. And then he gets epic diarrhea. Yeah, and like he feels ashamed when he has it. And he gives like the big, sad puppy eyes. And he feels bad. And then... Yeah, and Dora's like, I cannot stand the smell. Like, I'm opening up the doors and windows, and the smell is not going away. Everything's covered in drool. This is not what I had in mind when I told my sister to get a dog. All right, so what would you do if you're poor Dora?
Is that my sticky pickle? Tough crackers. I don't know. How do you say tough?
Tough shit?
Tough shit. Tough poop there, Dora, I say. Mm. You're the one who suggested the dog. You didn't specify size or...
You didn't stipulate.
You have a conversation with your sister. What kind of dog do you think would be good for our home? I think I'd need this. I'd need that. You didn't do
like
any
of
that.
A little Boston Terrier. No.
You didn't say anything. All you said is, oh, go off and sort yourself out. I'm busy. I'm going places.
Oh, you think she should have like helped her pick a dog out, or?
Well, if she cares, you know, like this outcome, if she knows her sister and she knows that her sister is a bit like me and a bleeding heart for any animal, if you fall in love with an animal, there you go. That's done. That's all that happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like a man, sometimes I've dated men that drool much more than they ought to because they're looking my way.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, Dora, you didn't play your cards right for such a smart go-getter. This is a life lesson.
Mm.
Because what are you going to do? Take the dog away and plunge your sister back into
the funk,
into depression?
Yes.
One, or whatever, into the blues?
One does not simply return a dog.
No.
Unless it's a coyote.
And she could have said, we both have to agree this is our home, right? Mm. We have to have rules. Like anyone would have had that conversation, I think. So she just missed the main bit.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And she knows your sister's lazy.
That's
right?
True.
She would define her as lazy. So she would know that she'd have to do some of the work.
Yeah. And her sister hilariously chose like probably the most high maintenance dog situation one could have. An elderly, really big dog.
Do you know, I once wanted a Great Dane. Not like just, I think it was probably a week long thing going. I was thinking I might get a dog or a cat, right? And I was like, what about a Great Dane? That would be amazing. I could walk any time of night, right? Anywhere. It'd be great. I'd just be. And then someone came up to me and said, human sized shit.
Yep. Yep.
And I went, okay, no Great Dane for me.
I had a friend who actually ran like a senior Great Dane rehab situation. Like she actually would adopt these Great Danes after other people would give them up because they were old and having issues, which was terrible. But she was like a veterinarian. She loved taking care of animals. This doesn't have to be for the podcast. And that was basically what she was very fastidiously clean though. Like very, very good about keeping them clean. And yeah, the poops. Oh my god.
I think we did a show about that once. It was like three Great Danes in an apartment. Does
did
that
we
ring
really?
A bell? I seem to remember that.
If we've gotten to that point where we're repeating stories. Oh, Jesus.
That's it for this episode of Sticky pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Review, maybe. Right? Or don't. But it would be nice.
Get in touch with us on social media. We're at Sticky Pickles on Twitter. Yes, we're still on there. And at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Some of you have found me on Mastodon and I'm posting about it on there. You can talk to me there. Yeah, and anything else, honestly, you can find it on stickypickles.com, including all the episodes we've done before.
Yay. That's it for this week. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Pearl, we did it. We did it. We did it. We did it. We did it.
We did it. We both were under the weather this week.
Oh, my God. And I sound
both
like
had a little
flirty.
Well, you don't sound like ass.
I feel like I sound like ass.
You sound like the dog that...
I sound like the shitty dog. Poopy dog. Oh, my God.